Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. When we're with each other, we get to learn all sorts of things that help us to be better people. This is important to remember when we do bad things, no matter what. The Supreme Buddha reminds us that we can give up doing bad things by following his teachings. We'll see a good example in the sermon today, how a man who scolded the Supreme Buddha was able to give up his anger towards the Supreme Buddha. It's an amazing story that shows how quickly we can improve our minds if we listen to and follow the Supreme Buddha's teachings. We'll also chant the Mitta Anisangsa Sutta, so get your chanting book ready if you have it, or you can click on the show notes link to download a copy of this sutta. Let's begin by going for refuge and taking the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi saṅghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, And to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Paritta chanting, Mitta Nisangsa Sutta. Now we're going to recite the Mitta Nisangsa Sutta. If you have a copy of the Mahameonawa Pali English Paritta chanting book, you can turn to page 155. These were verses spoken by the Supreme Buddha in his previous life as a bodhisattva on the benefits of having good friendship. In one verse, it says that if someone falls off of a cliff, he'll be protected if he has good friends. Can you believe that? Well, I actually know a monk who fell off a cliff during a forest fire and broke his leg. Right away, his friends came looking for him and carried him to safety. If he didn't have good friends, then he may not have survived. So, this is all very good advice from the Buddha. Now let's chant together with the monks in Pali and in English.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Pahuta bhakho bhavati vipavutto sakaghara bahunam upajivanti iyo mittanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will, whenever he goes far out of his home, receive an abundance of hospitality. Many will obtain, they are living through him.
Yang yanjana padang yati nigame rajadhaniyo sabbath pujito hoti yo mittanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will, whatever country, village or town he visits, be honored everywhere.
Nasa chora pasahanti nati manyeti khatiyo sabbe amitte tarati yo mittanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will not be overpowered by robbers. The king will not look down upon him. He will triumph over all his enemies.
Akuddho sagharangeti sabhaya patinandito nyati nang uttamo hoti yo mittanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship returns home with feelings of kindness, rejoices in the assemblies of people, and becomes the chief among his relatives.
Sakatva sakato hoti garu hoti sagarvo vanna kitti bhato hoti yo mittanan dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship, being hospitable to others, in turn receives hospitality, being respectful to others, in turn receives respect. He enjoys both praise and beauty.
Pujako labhate pujang, vandako pativandanang, yaso kittincha papoti, yomitananna dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship, being a giver, in turn he receives gifts, being worshipful to others, in turn he is worshipped. He attains prosperity and fame.
Agyatha pajjalati devatava virochati siriya ajahito hoti yomitananna dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship shines like a fire and is radiant as a deity. Never will prosperity forsake him.
Gavo tassa pajayanti khette uttang viruhati puttanam phalamasnati yomitananna dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship will have many breeding cattle. What is sown in the field will flourish. His children will achieve success in life.
Darito pabbatato va rukhato patito naro chuto patithang labhati yomitananna dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship, should he fall from a cliff, mountain or tree, he will always be protected.
Virulha mula santanang nigrodhamiva maluto amitana pasahanti yomitananna dubhati.
He who maintains genuine friendship cannot be overthrown by enemies. Even as the deep-rooted banyan tree cannot be uprooted by the wind.
Etena satchena suvatti hotu.
By this truth may there be well-being.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Supremely Enlightened One. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya, meritorious children. The Blessed One said, as a solid mass of rock is not shaken by a storm, so too the wise are not moved by praise or blame. So these days we are learning how to face and how to handle our mind and how to deal and how to react when people praise you. And also when people blame you. So, in this world, there are wise people and unwise people. The ones who have an undefiled mind are wise. The ones who have defiled minds, they can also be wise. So, only the wise people can develop an undefiled mind. So, in the previous programs, we learned various moments that you could face in life. So today we are talking about praise and blame. How you could face praise and also blame in life. Now, I promise you to teach a nice story that is about a person called Akkosaka. Akkosaka was a person who used to scold people. Even for a small incident, he gets angry and scold people. Now, there are people who get angry, but they don't scold. Mount this Akkosaka, he's a person who always scolds others. So, since he's scolding others, he was known as Akkosaka. Akkosaka means insult. A person who insults others. So, one day when the Blessed One was living in Rajagaha, Rajagaha is the place where King Bimbisara ruled, where he lived. So when Blessed One was living near Rajagaha in the bamboo grove, then this Brahmin Akkosaka Bharadwaja heard that a Brahmin of Bharadwaja clan had gone forth from home life into homelessness. Now this person, this Akkosaka's brother, actually went for refuge to the Buddha and he became a monk. That was Akkosaka's brother. This Akkosaka got angry with the Buddha and he came to the presence of the Blessed One, and angered, displeased, he went to the Blessed One and on arrival insulted and cursed him with rude, harsh words. So when this was said, the Blessed One said to him, Now just see, children, when you listen to this story, you should always compare the way that Buddha reacted to people and how ordinary people react to people. Now, today we are learning about praise and blame. Now we are learning something, how Buddha reacted when he was blamed. Now this Akkosaka came to the Buddha and cursed him with rude and harsh words. So after he finished cursing the Buddha and also telling bad words, the Blessed One asked a nice question. Brahmin, what do you think? Do friends and colleagues, relatives, come to you as guests to your house? Now just imagine, the Blessed One is asking this Brahmin after he's finished his scoldings, after he got tired scolding the Buddha, after he got fed up scolding the Buddha, now this person is very angry. But now after scolding for some time, his anger has reduced now for some extent. Now children, now don't you also experience sometimes, until you scold someone, you suffer from anger a lot. After you scold, what happens? The anger reduces to some extent. But then we should remember, we have already accumulated a bad karma by scolding others. We have already accumulated a bad karma by getting angry. We have done something to get an ugly face. We have done something to be born in a, to get away from this human world. We have done something not to come back to even, that might affect for a birth in human world again. So, the results of bad actions are not peaceful, not pleasant. So some people, most of the people in this world, they try to reduce their anger by getting angry towards others. But then, will the problems be solved? when another person gets angry, and if all the people get angry towards each other, these problems will never end. Nahi verena verani. Sammanti ida kudajanam. So that's why we should practice what Buddha said. So the Blessed One, now after Akkosaka scolded the Blessed One asked whether friends, relatives come to your home. Then immediately he said, yes, Master Gotama, sometimes friends and colleagues, relatives, they come to me as guests. Why not I treat them? Then Blessed One asked, what do you think? Do you serve them with food and sweets and drinks? Yes, I serve them with delicious food. Then Blessed One asked from Akkosaka, Akkosaka, by any chance, if they don't accept them, now you're offering them food, you're offering them drinks, but if they don't accept your food, to whom those food belongs to? Now children, imagine, now Buddha is asking from Akkosaka, Akkosaka, now when friends come to your home, to your house, you treat, you give a treat, you provide food, you serve them food, you serve them with food. If they don't accept that food, if they don't eat at all, even if they don't touch that food, to whom that food belongs to? Children, what do you think? To whom that food belongs to? Then Akkosaka said, if they don't accept them, Master Gotama, those foods are all mine. Now imagine, someone comes to your house and you have to offer something that you really like just because you don't have anything else to offer. But then that person does not eat that. He does not eat it. Then how do you feel? To whom that belongs to again? It belongs to you. So the Buddha said, in the same way, Brahmin, that with which you have insulted me, who is not insulting, that with which you have taunted me, who is not taunting, that with which you have cursed me, who is not cursing, that I don't accept from you. It's all yours, Brahmins, it's all yours. Whoever returns insult to one who is insulting, returns taunt and who is taunting. Returns taunts and one who is taunting. So the ones who are insulting in return, the ones who are scolding in return, are the ones who are eating together, are the ones who are sharing and eating. But I am neither eating together nor sharing your food. Brahmin, it's all yours. Keep all your sweets with you. Children, do you understand this? Children, the Blessed One asked from Akkosaka. Now Akkosaka, now you offer food to your friends. And if they don't accept those food belongs to Akkosaka. Then the Blessed One said, in the same way, you insulted people who are not insulting you in return. Whatever you did, whatever you accumulated, whatever the bad karma that you accumulated by scolding me, it all belongs to you, not towards me. That bad karma will not belong to me. So Buddha said, all your bad karma belongs to you. It's all yours. We are not sharing and eating. That means Buddha does not get angry when others get angry. Why? He had an undefiled mind. That's why we call the Buddha an Arahant. So we have learned a lot about the Buddha's first quality, children. So finally, after having this discussion, after explaining Dhamma in many ways, then Akkosaka said, magnificent, Master Gotama, magnificent. Just as something was placed upright that was overturned, to reveal what was hidden, to show the way to one who was lost, or to carry a lamp into the dark so that those with eyes could see forms. In the same way, has Master Gotama, through many lines of reasoning, made the Dhamma clear. I go to the Blessed One for refuge, to the Dhamma and to the community of monks. Let me obtain the going forth in Master Gotama's presence. Let me obtain ordination. Then children, what happened? Akkosaka Bharadwaja became a monk. He became a high ordained monk. And then he became an arahant. He did his lion roar, saying that birth is ended, the holy life fulfilled, the task is done. There's nothing further for the sake of this world. And so Venerable Bharadwaja became another great monk among the arahants. Now see what Akkosaka Bharadwaja said. Just as if he were to place upright what was overturned. That means something was overturned and has turned it upright. Just imagine there's a pot. If it is overturned, the water will never get filled. So to keep it upright. Then to reveal what was hidden. Just imagine, you know, learning the Buddha's teachings is like showing a way to a person who was lost in a way. It's like carrying a lamp for a person who is in darkness to see things. In the same way, the Blessed One taught Dhamma to Akkosaka Bharadwaja. So in the same way, may all these children who are listening to these Dhamma sermons will have the light of Dhamma to awaken your minds and to realize the Four Noble Truths and to reflect in a good way when you are praised and blamed both. Namo Buddhaya.
I'm so happy we were able to spend time together today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Remember how the Supreme Buddha acted when someone got angry at him? He stayed very calm. He didn't get angry back. So that's a good example for us to follow. So now let's share merits. Today, by coming together, we've had the chance to do many wholesome things. You've gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. You've undertaken again the five precepts. You've listened to a sermon by the Supreme Buddha. So in these many ways, we've collected merit. And when we do that, we like for others to also have a happy mind thinking about the good actions that we've done. So may all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit. May our teacher, Lokasonya Hongsa, our parents, our family, our friends, may they all have happy minds remembering the good karma that we've done together today. Through the power of this merit, through the power of this rejoicing, may they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. See you again tomorrow morning.